Justin, talk to us about how racial hierarchy plays a central role, say, in the social and economic and government in this country.
Well, we really do understand that this belief, which dates back to the 18th century, you know, to the 1700s, that this belief was part of the formative DNA of this country. A lot of people don't realize that the colonies united to preserve their right to own slaves. That was the primary motivation for the Union. So we know that this ideology has been part of our country. It's built into our structures. And we have made a lot of progress in trying to address the consequences of the belief, but we really haven't dealt with the belief itself. And we understand that what people truly believe unconsciously will show up, and it shows up in our persistent residential segregation. It shows up in the dynamics in terms of incarceration, mass incarceration. We've seen it most visibly and most tragically in the police violence that we've all had exposure to in the last couple of years, but has been a reality in our communities for a very long time. We see it in its consequences in the health disparities that are still very persistent, and most importantly, I guess, in the economic, or some people call it the wealth gap. But this patterned structure of racial inequality, it is a consequence of the acceptance of it. You know, on a deep level, we say that's okay for there to be this racial inequality.